But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace in me hath not been void. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. My beloved people, this morning's epistle offers much for us to reflect upon. By the grace of God, I am what I am. By the grace of God, we are what we are. This can be a most comforting thought for us, or it can be a terrifying thought. It all depends on the state of our soul. Are we as holy as we should be? Are we on the road to becoming saints? Are we living the life of Christ? If we can answer yes to any of these questions, then we have nothing to worry about, and we can continue living as we have been. But if we hesitate or answer no to any of these questions, how much of God's grace has been made void in us? By the grace of God, St. Paul was St. Paul, and God's grace in him was not made void. But with us, we too are, by the grace of God, what we are. And if we answered no to any of those questions, we have made void the grace of God in us. God made us for heaven, and in order for us to obtain heaven, God grants us graces, but we must cooperate with these graces in order to become holy, to become perfect, to become saints. Without this grace of God, we can have no hope of obtaining heaven. We can have no hope of eternal happiness. But God, being all merciful, continues to shower us with his graces. But if we continue to not cooperate with them, we make his grace void in us, and we reject him. And in the end, God, seeing us make void his grace, he eventually withholds his grace, and we fall ever more deeply into sin. Without grace, there is no hope of eternal salvation. Without grace, there is no hope. If we do not correspond to the grace of God, that grace which he gives us, eventually, God stops sending it. He does not rain upon stony ground, and he withdraws his grace. If the fig tree produces no fruit, is it any wonder that Christ, when he passed by it, cursed it, and it dried up and withered away? Grace is hope. And without grace, there is no hope. In the world today, there is no hope. there is no grace. But if we continue to make God's grace void in us, if we continue to resist God's grace, God will eventually stop showering his grace upon us. And once grace is withdrawn, sin abounds. That is why we live in a sinful world, for the people have rejected God's grace. They have not cooperated with his grace. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And we too, by the grace of God, are what we are. And if our spiritual life, our supernatural life, is not what it should be, we have been making the grace of God void in us. God showered Saul with the grace of conversion. Saul accepted God's grace. He corresponded with that grace and eventually became Saint Paul. Nothing stopped Saint Paul from corresponding with God's grace. Nothing stopped Saint Paul from working ceaselessly for Christ. And nothing stopped St. Paul from proclaiming Christ crucified. God showered St. Paul with many graces, and St. Paul responded to those graces. God showers us with many graces. He gave us the grace to come to Mass this morning. He will give us the grace to receive him, body and blood. Yet if we are not living the life of Christ, if we are not living as the saints lived, we are not fully corresponding with God's grace, and we are making void God's grace in us. In the saints, we see the many graces they have received from God by all the good that they have done. But God is not stingy with his graces. What of all the graces that we have received, yet have not corresponded with them? We do not receive anything less than the saints have received in grace. It's just our lack of cooperation with that grace is why we are not saints yet. And we cannot blame God for this. We cannot blame our neighbor. We cannot blame the times that we are living in. The only one we can blame for this, for voiding the grace of God in us, is ourselves. God wants all of us to be saved, and he showers all of us with his graces. The saints corresponded with his grace and became saints. We, on the other hand, do not always correspond with his grace, because of our own pride, our own selfishness, our own laziness, and lack of faith. And if we have not been fully corresponding with God's grace, is it any wonder that we are still so lukewarm, so complacent in our sins and our faults? But let us take hope in the grace of God, that grace of God granted to us this morning of attending Mass. of receiving him in Holy Communion. Let us amend our life. Let us change our life. Let us cooperate with that grace of God. And like Saul, be converted and be a Saint Paul. If we have anger in our hearts, let us forgive and forget. The life of a saint is joyful. If we are proud and self-righteous, let us become humble by asking forgiveness of our faults and sins. The life of a saint is humility. And yesterday, we had the greatest example of humility, our Blessed Mother's Feast of the Assumption. From the deepest recesses of her heart, she was humble. And yet, she is the greatest creature God has ever made. She is most humble, yet she is most exalted, that she is the Queen of Heaven and of Earth. The more we cooperate with the grace of God, the more graces we will receive. Our Blessed Mother was full of grace because she fully cooperated with the grace of God. And it is in cooperating with grace that we become holy, that we become saints. Just as the Blessed Mother was given the grace to become the Mother of God, we are given the grace of God to become saints, become children of God. But we must, like the Blessed Mother did, fully cooperate with the grace that is given us. So, my beloved people, there is no other life than the life of grace. And let us fully cooperate with the graces God gives us. For it is in cooperating with grace that we become less attached to our sins and our faults. It is in cooperating with grace that we become more holy, more perfect, and that we become saints. So let us respond to God's grace as Saul did. And he became Saint Paul. Let us cooperate with grace as the Blessed Mother did, and she is our Queen, the Queen of Heaven and of Earth, the Mother of our Savior. We can become saints, my beloved people, but it is up to us, ourselves. God is there to help us, but it is up to us to take advantage of that help. We can either accept it or reject it, but it all boils down to us. Are we proud? Satan was proud, and he rejected God's grace. Or are we humble? The Blessed Mother is humble, and she became the Mother of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace in me has not been made void. What St. Paul said, can we say? Can we live the life of St. Paul? He was given the grace, and he accepted it, and lived the life of Christ. We have been given that grace in our baptism. Let us live that grace. Let us live that life of Christ and become saints. And we shall too enjoy the eternal blessedness of heaven, my beloved people. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.